Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bizarria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Muckin' Fun Day. It's also the first day of July already, guys. I can't believe this. 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 70 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 72 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's starting to warm back up. Woohoo. Lord, don't like that heat as much as I do. I think it's a blessing. Anyways, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Boeing increasingly relied on outsourced $9-an-hour engineers to test software. Say it ain't so. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Hey, here's something. Another I told you so that was so unnecessary. Boeing increasingly relied on outsourced $9-an-hour engineers for $9 an hour. You think you're going to have anything in this goddamn country? We already discussed the fact that $15 was the equivalent to the minimum wage when Laura and I first started out in 1979. $9 an hour, engineers to test software. Really, this is from Dallas News. It was sent in by Amicus for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. It remains the mystery at the heart of the Boeing company's 737 MAX crisis, how a company renowned for meticulous design made seemingly basic software mistakes leading to a pair of deadly crashes. Longtime Boeing engineers say the effort was complicated by a push to outsource work to lower paid contractors. The MAX software, plagued by issues that could keep the planes grounded months longer after U.S. Regulators this week revealed a new flaw, was developed at a time Boeing was laying off experienced engineers and pressing suppliers to cut costs. And what are those costs? Labor costs. Who made fucking Boeing? Who made you sons of bitches? Using our resources, using our technology developed by with the fucking tax money taken at it from us illegally, unlawfully, at gunpoint. Increasingly, the iconic American plane maker and its subcontractors have relied on temporary workers making as little as $9 an hour to develop and test software. Hey people, hey middle class. You Trump-tards, you went out there Trump will take care of this. He's for the economy thing. That economy is for the fucking 1%, and you better get it through your goddamn heads. That's what all those numbers mean. They trade numbers. They sit and they sign fucking papers. And they make billions while the people that are fucking sweating and making the product make fucking not even enough to survive on. Often from countries lacking a deep background in aerospace, notably India. In offices across from Seattle's Boeing field, recent college graduates employed by the Indian software developer HCL Technologies LTD occupied several rows of desks, said Mark Rabin, a former Boeing software engineer who worked in a flight test group that supported the MAX, whatever that, that was the airplane. But here you have it, people. The next thing you'll be hearing, all the Americans, they're just too dumb to do them jobs, them high-tech jobs. They're just too dumb. They took your children's places in the college. You paid to educate the foreign motherfuckers so they come in and take your... it's the tangled web. It is the gob of spaghetti. It needs to be sweeped clean in a hard way. The coders from HCL were typically designing two specifications sent by Boeing. Still, it was controversial because it was far less efficient than Boeing engineers just writing the code, Rabin said. Frequently, he recalled it took many rounds going back and forth because the code was not done correctly. They do not give a shit about human life. It is all... fuck Boeing. Take their fucking license to operate in the United States. Refuse to buy one fucking plane from them son of a bitches. Let them go. Take this fucking country back. Take everything fucking Boeing's got. And see, it's Boeing. That's another fucking, corporation. Boeing. Which is a person. Mr. Boeing. We're gonna take every fucking thing you got, buddy. And your whole fucking CEO fucking your Soviet fucking boards. See, that's what the people don't understand. It's capitalism. See, capitalism, they have these boards that decide every fucking thing, including your fucking life. Just like that's what Soviet means in Soviet Union is board. It's a panel. It's a group. Exercising authority over the individual that does not exist. The codes from HCL were typically designed but to specifications. What they're trying to do is teach fucking third worlders to do what should be being designed by a fucking expert who went to fucking college, who fucking understands what the fuck they're doing. It's just like I was talking about my second son, or my third son, Jesse. Yeah, they had him, here's the guy that could write the fucking codes. That could write the fucking programming. And he's fucking getting paid peanuts while these fuckers are flying around on a private fucking jet. So he walks off and got him another job. Too damn easy. Oh, and then the phone starts ringing off the fucking hook because they can't read the fucking codes he wrote. The people making all the goddamn money selling the codes. It is the people that are signing the checks that have the credit lines through the Zionist Jew banks that are getting the money for the minds of the fucking American nationals. And like the one, my other son that left the job in Seattle, wanted him to train somebody to do what he knows how to do. So they can take his place for $9 a fucking hour. When is America going to wake up? You know how much we outnumber these motherfucking 1%ers? We outnumber them about 99%. Tens of thousands to one. But we just allow it. Boeing's cultivation of Indian companies appeared to pay other dividends. In recent years, it has won several orders for Indian military commercial aircraft. See, this is one world contracting. That's all the fuck is going on here. We own this country. We are American nationals. We own every grain of fucking dirt, every fucking piece of copper, every piece of gold, piece of silver, every fucking bit of it belongs to us. But we're being thrown into this fucking third world workforce. And they'll get those guys, the engineers back that have the competence and the fucking knowledge and the brain power to write the fucking codes for $9 an hour. Cause you'll do that, or we'll tell you, we don't care how many planes crash. It's just, hey, they're trying to depopulate this fucking planet anyway, aren't we? And if you think the CEOs and the big wigs at fucking Boeing are not in on it, you're a fucking fool. Aircraft such as $22 billion in January 2017 to supply SpiceJet LTD. The other included 737 MAX 8 jets and represented Boeing's largest order ever from an Indian airline, a coup in a country dominated by Airbus. And you know, people lately have been going back and forth about this technology we're supposed to be so goddamn scared of. You really scared of this fucking technology? Like I said, it's all they can do. They can't even get plane in the fucking air anymore. Why? Because they don't have fucking competence. They don't have the competent people doing the fucking work because they want fucking slaves. They don't care how many fucking goyim get killed. Their planes will be made by the fucking specialists. They'll have special planes. I bet you when they make that new fucking flying Taj Mahal for President fucking Fork Tongue, that there won't be no goddamn components coming from no fucking $9 an hour son of a bitch in Indian, will there? Based on resumes posted on social media, HCL engineers helped develop and test the MAX flight display software, which employees from another Indian company, Synet LTD, handled software for the flight test equipment. So what you did is you just went and just fucking just threw that son of a bitch together, a fucking airplane that's going to haul people that it'll kill you. That fucker works correctly or people die. That's, I mean, and then pretend it's anything else. These fucking slime sucking pieces of shit. Ted Cruz calls for a federal investigation into charges against Portland, Oregon mayor. This is from the Daily Sheeple, sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, Republican, called Sunday for a federal investigation and charges against Portland, Oregon mayor Ted Wheeler after an attack on a conservative journalist by Antifa activists during one of the city's frequent protests. This conservative activist is a faggot. And I mean, it's conservative. What does that word mean? We try to tell you people there are no conservatives. There are no liberals, no Democrats, no Republicans. No left, no right, no upside down or backwards. It's just the fucking law. Or in this case, there is no fucking law. To federal law enforcement, investigate and bring local action against a mayor who has, for political reasons, ordered his police officers to let citizens be attacked by domestic terrorists, Mr. Cruz tweeted. Yeah, see, the government's going to take care of this for us. All it would take, I'll tell you, to end this Antifa shit in Portland, is for about fucking 20 carloads of dudes with fucking 12-gauge shotguns and a pocket full of, a couple of boxes of shells in their pockets, just to step out and mow those motherfuckers down. Then go over to the fucking state house and hang that goddamn mayor. How about that? Put him on trial right there in the public square. And then fucking hang his ass from a lamppost. I bet it would stop. I mean, but pretend that they couldn't stop the shit. The draconian Blackwater USA fucking criminal agents for the fucking criminal corporation. You know, they can't stop this. No, it's because this is they're telling you they're fucking communists. They're telling you right in the streets, well, the Communist Party, I'm a communist. When one of them bitches running for president, I will, or maybe it was a legislator in Colorado, I can't remember. But we'll force communism, we'll come force it. It's like taking that gun away from me. Yeah, what am I going to hold it and you're going to pull and I'm going to pull and you're going to pull it away from me? You think that's how it fucking works? And it's all to protect us from harm, don't you know? His blast came after a widely publicized attack Sunday on Andy Ngo. That's all I got here. He looked like a chink to me. A right-leaning Portland journalist who has ran afoul of Antifa or anti-fascist activists by regularly recording their protest activity. Mr. Ngo was treated at the hospital for bloody cuts and bruises to his face and neck after being mobbed by black-masked activists who grabbed his GoPro and pelted him with milkshakes and projectiles as he tried to walk away, as shown on a video of the episode. And you can look at that video, and yeah, they did. I mean, it's just like I'm talking about here when all of what I'm not seeing. I'm seeing a lot of diversions, but I'm not seeing nothing about what's going on down on that goddamn border where that lie was fucking proved to be a lie last week that their president was going to put troops there to stop them coming across. They're pouring in here, people. And when you look at that Antifa on the streets of Portland, what the fuck is the difference? Would you let your wife walk down through there to get some milk or drive down through the fucking streets to get some groceries? Would you want your children walking them streets? Well, when it gets to that fucking point, that's when you get out those fucking shotguns and you go clear your fucking streets out. You enforce it. If the goddamn government, this is called force majeure. When there is no law to protect, you have the right to protect yourself. It is a fucking, it is the right of every fucking human being on this planet. I just don't have to stand there because, well, they're Antifa and the cops are with them. I just gotta let them beat on me or fucking do anything I want to. Then not that I have any mercy for this faggot. Conservative faggot. Again, they were having a march, a Bible kind of bullshit march. You guys fucking want to march around or you want to fucking fight? Mr. No was treated at the hospital. Okay. The episode drew fresh attention to Mr. Wheeler's hands-off attitude toward protesters, including the mayor's defense last year of police who allowed activists to block traffic and harass drivers during a spontaneous protest, an incident caught on camera by Mr. Ngo. That's the one where the guy's coming up to the, you're coming up a car with a fucking weapon. They go in there. I mean, if you're anybody but one of them communists, hey, you ain't gonna, fuck, your belt buckle's a goddamn weapon. These son of bitches are walking around with blackjacks and fucking, projectiles and fucking rocks and shit to fucking throw and beat the hell out of you. To have to give them the advantage because they are a bunch of fucking punks. And you're in the wading pool. When you go into the deep end of the fucking pool, into the real water, that's when the fucking guns start going off. Let's see your fucking balls in. Let's see you hide. Well, you hide your face. We'll never know what it looks like after that shotgun blast, will we? This is piss on the people. Man, the people of Portland are a bunch of fucking pussies anyway. But the people in the outlying areas, the people out in the burbs and the people on out in the country, they're not the fucking people of Portland. And the people of Portland will keep pressing this. And writing shit down on a piece of paper. And they say, we're going to come and take your gun from you. It's like a push and pull and you're pulling it and I'm pulling it and you're just going to outstrength and pull it from me. You think that's how that's going to work? You're going to see an ocean of fucking blood when you try it. And it's going to be your fucking blood. And you're going to lose. And then we're going to hang the rest of the traitors in this goddamn country. Not traitors, fucking infiltrators. Foreign fucking infiltrators. That's what you have in this country. You got fucking communist China. I mean, I heard him talking about it this morning on the stupid box. About, when you think about these tariffs against the communists, against China, that they're talking, that old Trumpy, we put tariffs on them and stuff. Now tell me, Mr. President there, does that count for the ones that are based in the United States? Well, he just made an exception for one of those Chinese fucking corporations based on our fucking land. That's now, when you walk onto that, you're in communist China because it belongs to the communist Chinese government. The people of China own nothing. Just like we own nothing. Only they understand they own nothing. Mr. Cruz wasn't the only one frustrated by the out-of-control protest activity that has roiled Portland since the 2016 election. And like I said, We used to point there. You had some guys go down there from out of town, you know, out in the burbs. Came in there and beat the shit out of them Antifa punks just to let them know they do it. But for all the wrong fucking reasons. You were wearing Trump tard hats and waving that fucking American fucking rag that means fucking means United States Corporation. It cannot be proudly waved again until you put the pride back into it. And that takes balls. U.S. Ambassador to Germany, Richard Grenell, who, like Mr. Nago, is openly gay. I mean, here's your conservative party. Who in the hell are you going with? Which faggot-ass fucking transgender fucking group are you gonna rifle up with and shoot your fucking neighbor for, huh? Said he had asked the Justice Department to investigate the incident, tweeting, "This is outrageous. Where was Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler?" And it is outrageous, but it's nobody's goddamn business but the people. I tell you, this fucking idea of these black uniforms and some kind of fucking shit wrote down on a piece of paper being anything other than just that is the fucking problem. You have a bunch of gangsters that start getting in your goddamn streets and fucking with people. Then the fucking people come out and stomp their fucking ass down into the fucking ground or kill them. Problem solved. We were never supposed to have the protection in our streets of the police. There were never supposed to be any police. No government-controlled police to enforce their fucking corporate dictates upon us in violation of our Bill of Rights. Man, I think back to the yesteryears, man, my dad's time, when I was young, man. I thought there would be no fucking question. You wouldn't try this shit. The first time you did, they'd come in with ball bats. If you wanted to get rougher, they'd come back with guns. We'll go as far as you fucking want to go, but we're going to walk our fucking streets in peace and be left alone, or we'll fucking kill you. You stupid son of a bitches. And they show them, I see them on TV, you know, they got their little black things around covered in their faces and shit. Man, just fuck, you better fucking hope you never fucking try to stop my fucking car. You will be fucking dead, you motherfucker. It's called stand your fucking ground. And I stand my fucking ground everywhere I go. This is outrageous. Where was Portland Mayor? Yeah, right. Portland State University Professor Peter Boghausen, what the hell is that? Called for impeaching Mr. Wheeler, saying he has allowed street thugs to assault journalists, blockade hospitals, and pull pedestrians out of their cars. People, they're telling you they are communists, that this is a part of a communist revolution. You fucking, Jesus Christ Almighty, 50,000 dead in Vietnam, 30,000 in Korea, after we'd already been born under communism. And you fucking, you just, well, yeah, there's the goddamn streets full of communists. Because you're afraid of a fucking little suit, of a suit. You're very afraid of clothes. You're afraid of clothes and paper. Good God. Just because somebody puts on a black fucking set of clothes and puts a little fucking tin badge on that is fucking meaningless, that is an affront and is unlawful under your Bill of Rights, has no fucking authority over shit, and comes out with a gun strapped to his fucking hip. I mean, what's the difference between him and a guy in blue jeans and a t-shirt with a gun strapped to his fucking hip? The clothes, you fear clothes. God almighty, that was quite a coup for the communists. To actually get the people of the United States, you know, land of the free, home of the brave, to fear a fucking set of clothes. That you even bought the clothes and you bought the fucking gun. You bought the motorcycle the son of a bitch is riding on. It belongs to you. Not to some corporation. Not to some unlawful, treacherous, treasonous corpa-fucking-ration. You're not subjects. You are the rulers. You are the authority. You fail to exercise your authority, you will be taken over. That is the nature of the fucking beast. His behavior is disgraceful, and impeachment proceedings must begin immediately, tweeted Mr. Buzzard. No! He's charged with fucking inciting communism in the United States of the Americas. Plain and simple. He's put up against a fucking wall and shot for treason and sedition. This isn't rocket science. Either you're going to put up with this horseshit or you're not. That's to the individual. And, you know, I was watching the thing they were talking about over there in Hong Kong. You know, the British turned Hong Kong. That's where the fucking Chinese have gotten all their money to build their fucking war machine that we're going to fucking have to fight. Was when the British gave Hong Kong the number one fucking money-making fucking, transportation hub in the world. And they showed them out there, and they showed them fucking people. I'm telling you, they come out there like a million of them. And they went into the building. I mean, the fucking government office building, they're pushing, you know, it's all communism. But one thing they said I found pretty goddamn interesting, and I hope old Mike Nesser was listening, is that they're having a problem doing anything about it. Why? Why are they having a problem doing anything about it? Because it's leaderless. They're all individuals. You can't just bribe and buy off the top guy. You can't just kill the top guy. There is no top guy. Everybody's the top guy. And that's what it has to be in this country. Only we have to come at them like fucking real Americans. Fucking locked and loaded. And blow their fucking asses away. Until they surrender and then they get their fucking trials. Period. Anything short is just, I mean, fuck you, man. What are you doing? It's like, you know, they're wanting to build these militias with the commanders and all this shit. Yeah, I've been watching that for 30 fucking years. It don't work. The individual has to learn who they are and what their authority is as an individual. You will come together out of necessity to fight. One guy can't fight 100 guys. But 100 individuals sure as hell can. And you're all going to be looking, it's going to be like the real militia was back in the fucking day before the uprising was hijacked back in 1775. Who's going to lead us? Well, that son of a bitch over there, he knows the land the best. He gets the least people killed and kills the most of the enemy. I vote for him. I'll do what he tells me. But not under any military fucking military law. But because I, as an individual, consider him competent for the job, and I am willing to give my life for my country, but I ain't going to throw it away with some goddamn fool who's put in their position because of who they are, not what they know or what they know how to do. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific time, and that was down here with the rest of us, social distortion. And by God, it's getting more and more of us down here with the rest of us, $9 an hour for a fucking engineer, don't you think? How Israel spies are flooding Facebook and Twitter. This is from Electronic Intifada, sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Israel secretly, secretly operates a troll army, no fucking shit, of thousands, partly funded by a government department. No, I will not believe that. Not in the United States of America. The Ministry of Strategic Affairs is dedicated to a global, quote, war against BDS. I guess for one little piss, they must be democracies. The boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement for the Palestinian rights. No, for the fucking genocide being committed over there by the Israelis upon the fucking Palestinians that they intend to commit upon the fucking all the Arab nations over there. To conceal its involvement, the ministry has admitted to working through front groups that do not want to expose their connection with the state. Secret. Like you can't see these. I mean, I've seen, you know how many of these I put in fucking spam in the last fucking couple, 3 months? These son of a bitches are going wide open. And you know, they try to come in just one little bit off from fucking just saying the Jews are fucking what they are. And then they'll try to twist the next one, you know, and sometimes I'll let them go one and then hit them, you know, hard and just then dump them in fucking spam just so it's a negative effect to what they're trying to pull off. But I mean, it's these fucking Zionist Jew pricks. They think that you can be standing there looking at the fucking sun. And if enough of them does enough sneaky shit in enough sneaky fucking ways, now it's dark. It ain't working. The Troll Army Act, IL, is one of, I guess that's Illinois, IL, I don't get that, is one of many such groups. It focuses on spreading Israeli propaganda online. What does it do with its $1 million budget? Act, I'm saying, it's got to be Illinois, IL, right? I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Is run by a former Israeli spy who has argued that his outfit is involved in, quote, a new kind of war. It's going back to the old kind of war, you son of a bitch. While Act Illinois, I'm going to call it Illinois because it's IL, I don't know, publicly denies being supported by the Israeli government. And if they are supported by the Israeli government, well, where's the Israeli government getting the money to do this? From you, the victim, the true fucking victim of these monsters. The group's chief executive has admitted in Hebrew to working closely with Israeli ministers and in English that his staff are mostly former Israeli spies. His name is Yarden Ben Yosef. Last year, he explained his group's methods in an article for a journal aimed at Israeli diplomats. He laminated that in Gaza, in Gaza that may, the Palestinian narrative prevailed in world media over the Israeli one. When you're shooting fucking little children on TV, it's like looking at that sun. It takes a lot of fucking convincing that you're not seeing children, unarmed children, being shot by fucking snipers on TV. Israeli snipers had massacred more than 60 unarmed Palestinian protesters on a single day during the Great March of Return protest, injuring thousands more. Ben-Yosef advocated for inserting ourselves into online discussions because readers nowadays see the comment section under articles published by websites as part of the story. So like I said, you guys don't know how many of these son of a bitches I've just, I see you. Spam. Operational links using sophisticated monitoring software, he wrote, ACT Illinois closely watched news and social media the week before the opening of the new U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem, one of the triggers for the Palestinian protest. Ben-Yosef explained that controlling the online media discussion became a top priority. They are so fucking scared, people. Because there's some places that they're just saying, fuck you. And your average person out there ain't the bottom, it's like 9/11. The majority of that fucking 75% you don't control know exactly what's going on in this country. And you can go ahead and put your fucking shit up there. And and you can have your politically correct fucking 12 to 18% gang of communists mixed with fucking communists. They can come on there and you can agree with each other all over the fucking place, just like your fucking commercial programs on television. Oh, everybody thinks this. This is how it is. But we know better because we're living it. We're down here, all of us, with the rest of us. He claimed victory in these efforts, successfully bumping the pro-Israeli comments to the top of the list in 85% of the cases. Horse shit. See, this is a fucking lying Jew. He's a fucking spy, a fucking Mossad, fucking spy, lying fucking Jew. Didn't we just report the other day that Cuomo was saying that anti-Semitism had grown by 85%? And that there was a damn near a crisis going on there? That would make this a lie, wouldn't it? But a Jew lie? I would be more like a Jew tell the truth. One time even. He wrote that this strategy allows Israel to circumvent its, quote, limited ability to influence world public opinion during crisis due to the official identity of government agencies. Supposedly grassroots groups like ACT IL, I'm saying Illinois, work because that's who came after us for Obama, was in out Illinois, work as convenient fronts for Israel to do just that. The in Hebrew only interview with Forbes Israel last year, Ben-Yosef has made ACT Illinois' ongoing operational links with the state even more explicit. You know, like I said, there's somebody over there right now monitoring my fucking screens, monitoring every fucking thing we do, sitting in fucking either in Tel Aviv or maybe in Jerusalem by now. And your goddamn internet has been handed over to the communist Chinese who are your biggest threat. They keep telling you every day. They're getting stronger, they're mightier, they're going to surpass. I mean, and where did they get the money to build that fucking military? Well, the one that the British handed Hong Kong over to them, the number one money-making motherfucker on the planet. But we're just all supposed to be a bunch of dumb fucking idiots, go mow the fucking lawn, come in, drink a beer, watch the stupid box for 5 minutes, fall asleep, and call it a day. We work with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and with the Ministry of Strategic Affairs, he admitted. Ben-Yosef added that ACT IL seeks to advise the advice of these ministers and undertakes, quote, joint projects with them. He said this was done, quote, without remuneration. A claim undermined by funding disclosures made by the Ministry of Strategic Affairs in 2017. What are these joint projects and how exactly do they work? The front page of the ACT IL website lays out some of the main propaganda themes. Hamas is evil, while Israel deserves Israel is not an apartheid state. And Palestine solidarity activists are against freedom of speech. Like they got any, like you get any fucking real reporting out of there at all. In other words, the aim is to smear Palestinians and their supporters while simultaneously changing the subject and distracting from Israel's human rights abuses. Well, we got to understand that they are just PETA. They are such a little fucking group to be causing so much goddamn trouble. You're not influencing anybody. Everybody can see what you fucking are. I can look at the television. I can see a kid standing there with his hands waving in the air, obviously unarmed, and I can see him take a fucking bullet in the leg. I can see that with my own eyes, and nothing you're going to say is going to tell me that ain't what I saw. You murdering motherfucking evil bastards. It is a whitewashing act. LIL seems to have a weakness for the cringeworthy, a trait fairly typical of such state-backed fake grassroots groups. See, they got to see they're having to try and make you think that there's actually somebody here that supports their dumbass. I mean, shouldn't the good old Judeo-Christians be enough? I mean, they fucking got rid of our advertising. They've got rid of our advertising. They've done everything and they can fucking do to us. And now they've got to create fake grassroots fucking groups in the United States to try to convince us that we love Israel. We like watching them shoot little children. We like to see those diaper shots. One slogan is titled Israel Extreme Yourself. Which Act IL describes as a cool and fresh way, in quotation marks, to promote Israel through extreme sports. The video shows young Israelis surfing, snowboarding, and skydiving. I mean, you can push anything. I mean, you've pushed a lot. I mean, the propaganda. I mean, but the thing is, they could have never did this if we didn't let them take the goddamn TV over from us. We didn't let them take the radio. We built it. And somehow it ended up with a corporation. Well, the corporation owns everything you have, including the clothes on your fucking back, don't you know? We let it happen. We have let all of this happen. It's on us. Because we have certainly had the means to fucking prevent it. We've had the means to exterminate these motherfuckers since the beginning of this country. Act IL claims the video reached more than 250,000 views and over 2,000 shares within its first 36 hours of being posted. But the video that the website links to, in fact, had less than 2,000 views on YouTube as of the of this writing. That's today, or yesterday, or whenever this came out last night. I mean, they wouldn't lie about that, would they? Wouldn't lie about numbers. I mean, gee, many crickets. But who's going to go out there and do the counting? All right, this, finally, we got to hit this last one because I mean, it's funny, but it just shows to go you who's fucking running your fucking life, from the cradle to the grave. Who thinks they fucking own you? Who you are subjugated to? Joe Biden wants to regulate number of clips in a gun. You know, I've seen that, and I went and I got the gun. I tried to put two clips in, son, but it just wouldn't go. I could only put in one clip at a fucking time. Joe must know. He must be a hell of a gun expert. That's what all these people, when they come in and act like they know what their fucking subject matter is. It's just all fucking, but it's all coming out of think tanks. These motherfuckers, somebody probably has to tell them to take a shit or they'd shit their pants. I kid you not. Everything you see on that stupid box is coming off a teleprompter. They got little bugs in their ears. I've watched them have to stop right in mid-sentence and they just stopped talking because they were saying the wrong thing. Joe, fuck. During this week's Democratic primary debate, former Vice President Joe Biden focused on gun control efforts like a government buyback of assault weapons. What do you mean buyback? I've never bought a gun from the government. Which is supposed, I mean, if we had this country the way it was supposed to be, it's supposed to be me. Not this corporation. This unlawful fucking treasonous corporation. Which is a word used by people who don't understand firearms. And that's all I see. The one's the biggest bouse about gonna talk about assault weapons and guns and why they don't have a fucking clue. They've never even touched one. They sure as hell never shot one. Or they'd know like Joe Biden. Well, I don't know. He talked about having a shotgun. And he said it was a double barrel. So there would be two holes there to stick fucking a bullet in. I mean, a shotgun shell in, right? Maybe that's what he was thinking, that you can just shove two clips in a gun. But the craziest moment of this anti-constitution diatribe came when Biden declared he supported regulation for the number of clips in a gun. These are the people that are going to conquer me? Oh, no, it's the technology that our people created that's going to conquer me. Oh, no, it's that fucking transgender woman army that's going to conquer me. Jesus Christ Almighty, no wonder I can't sleep. Breitbart.com reports. Joe Biden said such an quote, assault weapon buyback is possible and has already been a topic of conversation. He added that such a buyback ought to be demanded, in quotation marks, because it's, it is a good expenditure of money. Joe Biden, you fucking drunken old fucking ignorant retard. You're going to come in. It should be demanded. Demand all you want. And then we come to that confiscation thing, that taking of those guns.
He must think a gun's a woman or something.
He must. Maybe you could charm it away from me. You come at me with a gun to take anything I fucking own. And my gun's going off, and it's going off. I'm going to do everything in my fucking power to kill as many you motherfuckers as I can. And if every American national did the same, if the people would have just fucking not lost who they were. But it's not all the people. That's what I got to keep even telling myself. It is this. I mean, they have fucking, when you see, they'll show a big bunch of people, just like in fucking Portland. What did you have there? 50, 75 motherfuckers? 50 or 75 people are going to fucking, we're making goddamn national news because they went out and fucking threw milkshakes and shit on some fucking queer conservative. I mean, come on, people. I could get together enough people that I know, just old fuckers like me, and go down there and beat every one of those motherfuckers out of the street. Of course, we'd be bringing our pistols, and we'd be bringing our rifles, and we'd be bringing our shotguns, because they are not the fucking problem. They are just a bunch of little punks that are allowed to, if you allow a child to do anything at once, it's going to be a fucking brat-ass child, right? It's going to do stupid shit. It's going to break things. It's going to hurt people. But to pretend that this fucking Antifa is anything, it's laughable. I laugh at Antifa. I laugh at your sorry fucking spineless little asses. Let's see how you hold up under fucking gunfire, communist son of a bitch. I mean, and these are the people who are going along with, well, he might have one of them guns with two clips in it. You better watch him. He looks wild-eyed. He looks like he might shoot. Boom. Oh, shit. As soon as you shot one of them son of a bitches, every cop in that fucking horror town called Portland, they would be coming at you 150 miles an hour fast they can to defend their fucking street thugs that they fucking sponsor. How about that? That's when you need your guns. And I'll tell you what, they ain't going to be real full of balls either. Because they're not idealists. They're not fighting for an ideal like liberty and freedom. They're fighting for, they're fucking doing what they're told for a paycheck. Not that they have a conscience. It's admitted that they're the dumbest son of a bitches. If you're too fucking smart, you can't be a cop. Everybody knows that. And I'll tell you, once they start playing the part of the soldier and they're getting fucking their asses blown away, they're not gonna, that check ain't gonna be big enough. That's for the 18-year-old, the ones that are stupid enough to go sign up with the international corporate mafia, the NATO army. That's for them to fucking go get themselves killed for a penance in somebody else's country and direct fucking opposition to what is best for their people. These sons of bitches, man, well, they're running their cliques, you know, they have their, it's like, you know, go and take something from you. Let's go take something from somebody. Because we got our clothes on, and the clothes are all you need, and they'll just run from your clothes. Well, some people don't run from clothes. I got news for you. Joe Biden said such an assault weapons buyback. Fuck you. Biden also boasted about securing the 1994 assault weapons ban and said he also banned the number of clips in a gun. And see, these are the ridiculous son of a bitches that, I mean, I see, like, I got into it with the guy the other day on the site, you know, over the fucking technology bullshit. I said, fucking technology? Really? He said, I mean, who built it? Where'd the parts come from? You really think, how, I mean, with, without having a few of our minds out there that are running the fucking show, they couldn't, like I said, these son of bitches couldn't wipe their own asses. When here comes the drone, oh, it fell out of the air, crashed. That's probably what happened, that one over Iran, the son of a bitch, the part just failed, went to fucking drink. But to pretend that something so dependent upon fucking, I mean, like zero tolerances in the operation of it, because you're flying a fucking plane. Something so dependent upon being exactness can't be fucking foiled with just a little bit of chaos. It's just laughable. Send the robot up. I bet you my 7mm would blow a robot clear back past my fucking fence. What do you want to bet about that? Send one. I'm going to send one with a bomb, huh? That's what they did up there at fucking Ruby Ridge. They sent a goddamn robot up on the porch. You can trust us. We just want to talk, Randy. We just want to come. Just send one of the children. Told them to send one of the children to the door. Send one of the children to the door and pick up the telephone thing. It was had a fucking gun on it. A fucking shotgun thing there. So when you picked up the fucking thing, it blew the hell out of the child that picked it up. It's deceit. Deceit. That's all they fucking know. That's the only thing they're good at. And they hire the rest. People compromise their fucking souls for mammon. They do it for the money. Oh, you mean you'll pay me to build a shotgun or put this robot up there that's going to blow a little kid's head off? How much you paying? Oh, okay, I'll do it. That's the sorriness of this fucking country, but it is not the majority of this fucking country. It is a small minority. We outnumber them 10,000 to 1, and this shit is going to break out sooner or later. It has to. It has to, because it's like it's bottlenecked right now. Everything is bottlenecked, and they can't get, you know, they're slipping everything through they can, every goofy fucking thing they can, but to fucking enforce it. Who's going to enforce it? Well, that army they're bringing across the southern border that you're not hearing anything about this whole week. They're not going to talk about that because Trump steps up and says, the president of Mexico, my good buddy, my good communist buddy, he put 6,000 troops down there and they're going to stay in Mexico and they're going to take them over there and process them over in Mexico. Well, no, they're not. You had them say it themselves. No, we're not allowed to stop anybody. We can't. But we're told we're supposed to. I don't know what to do. I just want to do this fucking tour of duty and get the fuck out of here and go home. You think of what a precious fucking jewel this country is, or what it's supposed to be, and how easily it could be made that way again. It's going to cost some fucking lives because our predecessors were fucking negligent in their duty to protect our fucking Bill of Rights, plain and simple. When they tried to take that gold in 1933, there should have been a war. Because if they can take your gold without due process of the law, outside of the fucking common law jurisdiction, they can take any fucking thing you got. And when they wrote the fucking bankruptcy under Title 50, man, you ended up being a fucking piece of corporate property, didn't you? And you don't have any goddamn Bill of Rights. They're telling you corporations don't have to recognize the Bill of Rights. And look under Title 28, Definition 15, the United States is a corporation. We don't have to recognize the Bill of Rights. We want to. Well, that's what the king thought. That's what that fucking fool thought. And we know. We understand. We understand you've convinced yourselves. You think you wrote it down on a piece of paper correctly, but that ninth article says what that ninth article says. And that tenth article says what that tenth article says. And it is not only our right, it is our duty to blow your fucking heads right off your fucking shoulders when you try to take our rights away from us, which you have already fucking done. Every one of you is fucking guilty. And you're either going to die coming to take those guns, or you're going to be fucking hung thereafter. Either way, we're going to be rid of your fucking asses. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And I want all you gun owners out there, all you guys who really, you think you're the gunsmith, you think you know fucking guns? I want to see you do a Joe Biden. I want to see you put two clips in that gun. And that is the word from the trenches.